on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired, yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the Morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, February 24th. And we are here yet once again to entertain you this morning and every other morning. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Sam.
Don't tell me I'm going to have to look at you with sunglasses on.
It's been a rough night, Sam.
Yeah, but it's not very bright in here, you know. Did you ever try to talk to someone with sunglasses on?
I think we've had some guests that have worn sunglasses.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, one of the
Okay, whatever.
You want me to take them off? But,
no, it's fine. Whatever's comfortable.
No, let me tell you, it looks much better with them on, but what do you want to look at? Let me show you.
It doesn't matter.
I got this.
It doesn't matter.
I got this, and
No, whatever's convenient for you.
Will you call me out? Tell me how you don't like it.
No, I know. I just wanted you to know that it's not fun.
Do you realize that's like it's like a child and their parent. The parent goes,
oh,
I just want you to know that this makes me feel this way. But you do what makes you happy.
Exactly.
But I just want to let you know.
You see, that's the way to do it.
It's so manipulative, so I'll take them off. But whatever. It's a
Thank
rough
you.
Morning. It's a
yeah,
rough
I mean,
morning.
If it was very bright in here, I'd understand. But, you know.
But I just would rather somebody say, hey, I need to see your eyes.
Yeah. Well,
I'm making my eyes really big at him.
Yeah. Or I'll just look at the walls when I'm talking. I mean, that's...
I just didn't
That's
realize.
Acceptable, too.
So, how are you feeling?
So, you've had a rough night or a rough morning? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, we just had such a fun time. We had what we call a waylay. You know what a waylay is?
No.
You know what it means to tie one on?
Yeah.
It's the same concept of a waylay, a throwdown. Mm-hmm. Had a good throwdown. Basically, just a good hangout with friends. Mm-hmm. We did like a midweek, midweek Wednesday dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
So, we made... really good food, really, really good food. Oh my gosh, I've made some freaking killer enchiladas.
Really?
Oh my gosh, cook my
face
off.
Well, maybe your wife material after all.
Yeah, right. No, of course I am. Yeah, right. I'm saying that it's like bad. I'm like, yeah, right. Don't say those things about me.
Yeah, not because of the way I cook.
No, I mean, I love to cook. It's just, I love to cook. I don't do it as much as I'd like to. Mm. But it's fun to cook for people and events and special little occasions. I mean, that's really fun for me. It's creating that atmosphere. And so Sarah decides, oh, okay, I'm going to make these potato skins. She bought all these potatoes and she's going to make potato skins.
Yeah.
And she just got busy doing everything else but the potato skins. And then so now everyone's showing up and it's like my food is like the shining star. So it goes last and her shit should be done and out there right now.
Right.
And who's in the kitchen just starting off with her potato skins and then stressing out because everyone's in the kitchen and they're not ready yet and she needs this. And so then everyone starts to help her. And it turned out really funny because we're all in the kitchen looking at a recipe trying to help her. But she made some bomb-ass potato skins.
Oh, really?
I don't know what she
out
like,
of a recipe, huh?
She like scooped out the potato, put it in a bowl.
Right.
And then made this mixture And the mixture had sour cream, bacon, chives, it had mustard, it had I think some Worcestershire, and just it was just so good. And then tons of cheese, so you just put that on, you put it on the thing, and then it was so good.
Sounds extremely fattening, but delicious.
Well, yeah, it's a party, you know, you're not going to a party to have a salad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I made my chicken enchiladas verde. So good. Not a damn one left. But I had a whole other pan that I didn't put in the oven yet last night.
Yeah.
So I'm making them tonight, and we're going to have...
I see. So you're going to have more enchiladas tonight. Sounds good.
Yeah, we're going to have a little get-together with just the girls for a couple hours, and then we're going to a band called the L.A. Hootenanny Band. Hootenanny. If you're ever in L.A., go to... check them out on Facebook, the L.A. Hootenanny Band.
Really?
They are so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they just real down home, kind of a country southern charm, and it's almost like you're on the back, someone's back patio, and they're just playing the spoons and all that stuff,
right,
you know, like crazy kind of New Orleans style.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that.
Sounds pretty good. The other night I had jambalaya again.
Oh, damn. Jambalaya is the bomb. Where'd you
it
get
is.
Jambalaya?
At CPK, believe it or not.
Shit, really?
Yeah, they have a very good one, too.
CPK at Jambalaya?
Yeah.
Whoa.
In the pasta section, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I wonder if it was good.
Yeah,
was it good?
Was the second time I've had one. I had one at BJ's before.
Oh, really?
And it's really good.
No, jambalaya is the bomb. Have you ever had boudin?
No.
You ain't never had no boudin? You got to get your boudin on. Boudin is amazing. It's big in Texas and New Orleans. It's a big link of sausage, but the sausage is stuffed with cheese and rice and peppers.
Wow.
And so it's like a bit like just charred on the outside.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just sausage, it's like it's stuffed with all this stuff.
Right.
So good, boudin.
Sounds amazing.
Jambalaya, gumbo, boudin, you got to get it all on.
Yeah. I know, I've never been to the South, you know. I bet
really?
It would be pretty fun, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, you know, to like Austin and shit or Florida, but that's not really the South, you know.
Well, Florida is the South, but it's...
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's more tropical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, have you been to New Orleans?
No, that's where I'd like to be. Yeah.
Yeah, New Orleans is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been there since after Katrina. I went before, but I don't know what it's like.
Yeah, I bet you the food is great there, you know. I really would like to visit.
It's just like San Antonio, Texas. It's like you think, oh, this is going to be the best Mexican food. You actually have to make sure you find the best Mexican food by avoiding the tourist places.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much tourism that sometimes there's really shitty food.
Yeah.
And like in New Orleans, it happened to us. We went to some place right off the French Quarter, and it really wasn't the best. We could have, but I'm sure there was tons of great food there, but you have to kind of decipher through all the touristy bullshit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But no, the South is really, it's just, it's very interesting. It's very, there's just kind of a obviously it's slower paced.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great movie called Love Song for Bobby Long. I think Bobby Long's last name. And they talk about this. It took place in New Orleans. And they talk about New Orleans was actually one of the characters in the movie in and of itself, because it's like there's a slow decaying feeling of the South. It's like a charm, but it's kind of just hanging on and it's a timeless feeling in a way. And so it's kind of mystical a little bit. Interesting.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, you know, with the voodoo and everything.
Well, yeah, more New Orleans. And then there's just slow, small-ass towns that you're like, not interested, nothing cool going on here.
Yeah.
But when you leave, I mean, for me, when you leave and then you've been gone for a long time and you just go back and you go to these tiny little towns, you marvel. You kind of just sit and marvel and watch and...
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a different feeling than where we live, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, it's a whole different world,
It's a different world. It's a different pace.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing. It's kind of like, wow, I mean, you don't have the pretense. You don't have this. You don't have this.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see people doing their thing. And then you see, like, we went to, last year I went to Austin. Then we went to a place outside of Austin. And it was just gorgeous. It was on the river. And, it was this beautiful like restaurant overlooking, and it was all in trees and canopy overlooking a river. And then there's a little bit of a vineyard and a little wine, you know, a little wine tasting place.
Mm-hmm.
And you just saw people outside playing football. It was hot as hell, but people were playing football in the evening, and it just was all this natural, beautiful, just foliage and little fireflies and stuff. And you're like, wow, it's just so cool and sweet. And then there was a little dance hall right next to it that we went in.
Yeah.
And you had your regulars in there, and they just, and these two Hispanic guys came up to me and Sarah and wanted to dance. And we're like, okay. And they were like fresh off the construction site, just finished working, sweaty. But they weren't trying to like get with us. They just wanted to dance.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted to have their cold beer and get their dance on. It was so sweet.
What kind of men are those?
What do you mean, like?
I've never heard of something that all they want to do is dance.
No, I mean, these
men
are,
that all they want to do is dance?
Well,
that's
I'm
unusual,
saying,
man.
Yeah, it was a funny statement. You're right. No, it's just these are Hispanic guys that like to do the like the mariachi, not mariachi. What is it called? Like,
I don't know.
You know, salsa dancing and stuff. And and it's a different culture, too. Like, you know, Hispanics, are they like love to party, you know?
Yeah. Like Americans don't? Americans love to party.
Well, Americans is diverse, right?
Yeah.
But it's not like party in the sense of, yeah, let's just drink beer, or, yeah. It's like
they like to dance.
They get their dance. It's fiesta, man.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking fiesta time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, we're talking about Mexico and stuff. I was reading here that in 6 months there've been 11,000 kidnappings of Mexicans that tried to cross the border and stuff. So I guess there are like bandits and stuff that catch them and kidnap them, and then they beat them up and they rape the women and all that stuff. And that's pretty scary stuff, you know. So, you know, I don't know, you know, south of the border, don't ask me to go there. I have no desire to go there whatsoever.
Mm.
Even Cancun and Acapulco and all that stuff. Mm. I mean, they've just got too many problems there. Yeah. So anyway, they're also talking about the new iPad 2 that's going to come out soon, and the iPhone 5, which is going to come out this summer. So, you know, I mean, Apple just knows how to rake in the money big time. And, you know, do you like the iPad? Have you seen those?
I have. I've heard they're like a big iPhone with more features.
Right. Yeah.
So I've heard of that, but I don't really, you know.
Yeah.
I thought about getting one in place of a laptop, and people are like, no, you can't really replace a laptop with it as much.
Right.
But then some people are like, yeah, it's all I use.
Yeah, well, like I said, for you, I mean, if you do only internet and email and things like that, that would work for you. I mean, you know, if you occasionally need a program that is not available for it, then you've got your laptop. You can use it for that, you know. But it's pretty cool. It's easy to carry, you know, and it's got some cool apps and that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's amazing when you jailbreak the iPhone.
Oh, yeah?
How many apps you can get. I mean, my kids have so many apps, and I barely use the ones that come with the phone.
Oh, that's funny,
you
really.
You know? They have apps for everything, man. I mean, games and programs that identify songs and shit like that. Have you ever seen that? Where you just play a song and the app can figure out what song it is and who sings it.
Yeah, I think that one's been along for a while.
Yeah, and other phones too. But I just find that fascinating.
Mm.
Yeah.
If you were to invent an app, what do you think it would be?
I don't know. I never thought about that. But, you know, what did I want to say? Oh, I forgot. I don't know. It was something about an app and that. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's just so much out there that you can do anything you want with your phone.
Mm. Well, if I were to invent an app...
Yeah, what would you invent?
Oh, I shouldn't say it. I should just do it.
Yeah. You don't want to give away the idea?
Well, I mean, here's an idea. It's not sophisticated at all. What about an app that, you know, when you meet someone and you're like at a party or something, or you're in a meeting and you meet people and this doesn't make a lot of sense, guys, but work with me. And you can't remember their name. Like right away, you can't remember their name.
Yeah.
And you've got to meet all these people and you don't remember names.
Right.
What if there's some kind of app, or maybe I'm thinking of a special power that just would quickly, like, you know, something would pop up and be like,
scan, like, their face or something.
Sam Hashon, LA Talk Radio owner, da 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 da, and then it just, you're like, hi Sam, and it kind of just puts it out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that exciting, but, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever used Picasa by Google?
What does it do?
Yeah, that's a program that lets you, you know, organize photos and view photos and things like that and edit them a little bit. But what is amazing about it is it's got face recognition. So, like, you'll put in a bunch of pictures and it finds a specific face in every picture.
Seriously?
And it can group them by faces. Yeah, it's just an amazing thing. And, you know, my first reaction was, God, this is a little scary here.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Is.
But at the same time, I mean, it's got so many uses, you know, for law enforcement agencies and things like that. You know, who else? Mm. Who knows what else for? But it's an amazing thing that you can do that, you know. I mean, and you know, obviously, not in every picture do you look the same and that, and but you have to
well,
wonder
about
the
say, technology.
Well,
I just about to say, you know, I take some killer ass photos, so you know, if they were to catch me on a day like this, they'd be like, "It does not compute."
Yeah, that's not the same.
Does not compute. Does not compute. We did not know. Does not compute.
Not the same person.
Yeah, it's very funny actually.
Well, you've got your different looks, you know, for to go with your mood.
I got the just rolled out of bed and, you know, had a lot of enchiladas last night. And I made a great cocktail. Oh, my gosh, I invented a great cocktail.
You invented one?
Well, I probably was already out there, but I took ideas that I've had and I was like, why does this taste so good?
Uh-huh.
So, because I wanted to make margaritas to go with Mexican food, but I'm like, it's just a little too traditional and I want to do something different and refreshing, nothing too heavy, but just fun and light. So, you know, I got our fun little margarita cups, or you can get cocktail, whatever, cocktail cups or glasses. And you take your crushed ice and you mortar up some mint in it, mm-hmm. and then lime, and then tequila, and then ginger beer. And you shake it up and pour it in and you garnish with like a lime.
Yeah,
and some mint.
What does it taste like?
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's like light and fresh and minty, and but it's got this ginger, like the ginger.
Mm-hmm.
The ginger beer makes it really aromatic and just refreshing.
I know. Mint makes drinks very good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It just was a lot of fun. It tasted really good, too.
Like mojitos.
Oh, yeah. I love a
you
good
know,
mojito.
Those are good.
Do you like mojitos?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And there's some Israeli restaurants you go to, and they mix the mint with the lemonade, and then they blend it.
Oh, yeah.
So it comes out like an icy.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing. It's just amazing. Comes out a little green, you know,
uh-huh.
and, but it tastes just amazing.
Oh wow!
You gotta try that sometime.
So is it just a drink? It's lemonade.
Yeah,
and
it's lemonade
and
mint.
Ice it up.
Yeah.
Look at that recipes on Sam and Kara.
Yeah.
Who'da thunk?
Who'da thunk?
Sam hates Kara in the morning. I like that. I think that's hysterical. What show are you on? Oh, it's called Sam Hates Kara in the Morning.
Yeah, that would be a good name.
That's
huh?
actually funnier. It's very funny.
Yeah.
A little bit true and very funny.
Yeah. Hates are only in the morning, though.
Only in the morning. I think it's very funny.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing for this weekend? Anything fun?
Nothing fun. Yeah.
No?
I'm back to the same old stuff. But,
what's the same old stuff?
For me?
Yeah.
A little bit of work, a little bit of relaxation. Probably going with the kids to brunch or something.
Mm.
And that's something I've been trying to do more of.
Brunch?
In addition
brunch is
to
so
seeing
good.
Them during the week, you know?
Yeah.
So.
How often do you see them?
Cool. I see them once, twice a week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Used to be more but when they were younger, but now they're not interested in their dad as much. They've got to do their own thing.
How does that feel when they start growing into?
It sucks, Kira. It really sucks.
Really?
You know? Yeah, because, I mean, they are suddenly someone else, you know?
Mm.
Like, when you look at little kids now, you know, it's like their parents are like God to them.
Mm.
And then the kids grow up, and they've got their own lives, and they want to be just left alone and be with their friends and stuff.
Mm.
And you don't see them as much.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you're going to have kids, be prepared for that.
That's probably a really hard transition for parents, too. Because, you know, you think about it. It's like my friend, she just had a baby a year and a half ago. And your life changes. I mean, you go from being single or then married, and then you could go have coffee when you want, see your friends when you want. And then you have a kid, and you can't even go to the bathroom when you want. And
right.
then your life is it's changing so much.
It changes forever in one moment, yes.
Yeah, in one moment. And then, now your life is all about, not all about, but mostly about, you know, having your children and their welfare and their being and
right.
taking care of them. And then you become friends with them, I guess, as they get older or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're gone and you're like, what the F? This is a raw deal.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's very tiring. I think that's why it's good to have kids when you're younger and you have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like today, I don't think I could be chasing kids and dealing with all the stuff that they, all the attention they require and that. So, yeah, I don't know how older parents do it, you know, like people in their 50s having kids and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess usually it's the man that's much older and then the woman is younger and she can take care of the kids like Hugh Hefner and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they're going to have kids?
I don't know. You never know, man. She might want one or two.
Can he pump it out?
Who knows? Who knows? I have no idea.
Doesn't it die after a while?
No. For men, it doesn't die. It's the question is, can you get hard and bring yourself to ejaculate, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Sam, you really spell it out for us. No, it's actually, can he be turned
out?
You
asked me.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, as you know...
You're so funny. You can't deal with any
No,
of
I just
shit.
Think it's funny. It's just you spell it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think it's interesting because I find myself in a position where, you know, I'm in my last year of my 20s. Which, not a big deal, but, you know, I'm basically going to die tomorrow. No, I'm just playing. But I'm attracted to older men.
Right.
And I've told you this before. The only problem is that they're going to keep getting older, right?
Well, you get younger.
Well, whatever. Yeah. You know, I'll always be way younger than them, so I don't give a shit about that. But they're going to keep getting older, so it's not like I could freeze them in their late 40s or their mid-40s. It's like, damn, they'll be in their 60s soon.
Yeah.
And I'll be in my
40s.
Yeah, 40s, and they're in their 60s. I'm like, mm-hmm. Do I like that idea?
Well, maybe you'll just stick with the 50-year-old ones when you're 40. It doesn't mean that, you know, unless you stick with the same guy.
Well, that's a concept, right? You meet somebody, you fall in love, and you want to, like, make
life
together.
Okay, so you
want
to marry someone who doesn't age. That's what you want.
No, I'm just, I'm attracted to a certain guy now, but
right.
if I marry these a certain person in their age bracket now.
Yeah.
And if I marry them now...
Yeah, well, Kara, that's what life's about.
I know. I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm weighing my options here. I'm really looking at the pros and cons, because now it's not a big deal at all. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, even 5 years later, 10 years later, it's like, what am I going to be dealing with?
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, you know, in the 50s, that's not old.
And then kids, like,
you know?
Really?
Yeah. With kids, it's a problem.
I'm like, that's my thing.
You know, because they're going to have a very old father.
Damn.
Yeah. Who probably is not going to have any patience for him, you know?
Thanks, Sam. Don't you think they will if it's their own kid?
I don't know, man. I couldn't handle one now.
I know now, but I'm saying if it's your child, don't you think it'd keep you young a bit?
Yeah, I mean, it would, but I don't know where you'd find all the
but
energy.
But think about
to,
it. Once they graduate high school, dad's dead.
Yeah, pretty
right?
much, yeah.
You know? So
what generalization?
Okay, 50. You get pregnant with a guy when he's at 50 years old.
Uh huh.
Okay, 20 years right. later.
Yeah, he's 70.
70. Done.
Right.
Done.
Yeah, 70
right?
years old is.
I mean, I try not to think like that because I think you know you should just live your life and just you never know. I could get hit by a car. Or
yeah.
What if this person that you marry is just has great genes and they live longer and they're really like you know take care of themselves.
Right.
Or you can kind of go with the really big writing on the wall, which is 70s yeah. kind of up there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, be with a guy for a couple of years until he reaches like 55 or something, and then find a new one that's 48. You know, and that's how you just keep switching them all the time.
That's
replacing
awful.
Them with new ones. Well, that's awful, but that's what you want. That's what it sounds like.
I wouldn't
like.
Want to ever do that to people. You know, trade them up like a you know starter husband, starting
yeah.
second husband. My mom does.
Well,
that.
If it came to your sanity, I'm sure you would.
Well, you don't start off like I wouldn't want to keep breaking and building relationships. You know, building, breaking, or whatever.
Right. So yeah. you've got a dilemma there, and you're not sure what you want.
I just, you know, we all go through life, and I'm really happy with my life. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have a lot of fun. I've got a lot of love in my life and a lot of great people. And I'm way more career-driven than I am relationship-driven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just way more obsessed with doing what I love doing versus seeing myself with 2.5 kids. I love that, too, but
right.
that's never been the priority, obviously, or I would have already done that.
Right.
But when I do think about relationships and I do think about that and I look at my, you know, what I'm attracted to, I go, I just never thought my life would ever be in this situation either. Mm-hmm. Like, I never thought I would ever be thinking about, oh, he's 50. I never, like, grew up thinking, oh, he's going to be, you know, 50. Yeah. And maybe we should skip the kid thing and just have fun in the next 10 years you're going to be alive.
Yeah. But, I mean, is the kids, I mean, do you want to have kids?
I do.
Will you have kids?
I don't know.
So you want to, but you don't know that you will.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's kind of the thing where I met a friend of mine that I know, and she had a very rough childhood growing up, and single mother. Mother was an alcoholic and drank all the money they had, and the kids, like, were almost starving and that kind of thing, you know. Malnourished, the whole nine yards. And she's, you know, she's out here doing the acting thing, and she said, I'm not having kids until I have a certain kind of financial stability, and not just with the guy she's with, but with herself, because right. She says 60% of marriages don't work, mm-hmm. is what she said. 60% of men leave, or something like that. And she goes, it's okay if I eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but that's not okay for my kid. Mm. Although they're good for kids, but yeah. You get the point. And, she was like, so I have to have a certain level of my own.
Yeah, you've got to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Because even though she's in a great relationship and the guy would never do that, she's just like, it happens all the time. And I'll be damned if I end up, you know, with a kid, you know, 5-10 years down the road, the dad's gone and she doesn't have that.
Right.
And I thought about it because I don't think about that. I feel like a kid. You know, I'm always playing around. I'm like a kid.
Right.
You know, dancing. I have a canopy on my bed. You know, I got a canopy. It's really cute, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all gossamer. It's really cute. Uh-huh. I put dryer sheets on the top of the canopy, and it smells really fresh.
Uh-huh.
You should try that.
Okay, I'll try.
Anyway.
The shit that you do.
What? Yeah, people are coming over. You got to real quick clean your room. You throw everything in the closet.
Uh-huh.
Make your bed. Put dryer sheets on the top of your canopy.
Dryer
Boom.
Sheets on top of it.
Or, you know, dryer sheets by a vent, air conditioning vent or whatever. That's good, right. too.
Yeah.
Fun little ways to make your house smell good quickly. Because
have you considered doing the laundry?
That's a lot of work. That means a lot of not hanging out with friends and doing.
They will give you that smell.
Yeah, whatever. Right? Or I could just, you know, skip that and just
throw them on the floor.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know the concept of throwing clothes on the floor.
Oh man, I wish I was like you.
It.
I love it. I go.
Yeah.
Take it off. Bam, bam, poof, pop, pop. They walk all over
but
it.
But why? Why do you like it?
No, I just...
Does it remind you of childhood or something?
No, I don't like it. It's just easy. It's an easy, lazy thing to do versus let me go find a hanger, hang the shit up,
okay,
put it up.
Okay, but what if you just put it in the hamper or something or...
Now I got to go get a hamper. My bottom of my closet's my hamper.
Is it?
Uh-huh, I just put a pile of clothes there.
Yeah.
It's getting a little big. It's like half full right now.
Oh, you're a character. It's going to take time for you to find someone who will marry you in that...
I'm going to hide it.
Yeah.
They're not going to know until we move in.
Because
when you have people over, you clean up shit and you hide things.
Yeah.
You know? You hide all your crazy stuff.
Yeah, until you move in together. Yeah. Then they find the
trick. Now, this guy that I've gone out with a few times, we went to a bar and they needed to see my ID. And I was like, damn it. Because my purse is a disaster. And it was dark, so the guy had to shine a light. The bouncer had to shine a light in my purse. And he's sitting there looking. I'm like, turn your head. I don't want you to see this. And I'm like, ruffle. I couldn't find it anywhere because I had receipts. I had paper gum, I had gum wrappers. I had all this stuff, crazy wallet, da da da. And he looked at it. He's like, I guess girls are like that, huh? He said something like, I guess girls do have like crazy purses and things.
Yeah, I mean.
I was like, yeah, it's just my purse. Everything else is.
God.
Everything else is in place. It's just the purse. Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
I know. Every woman has a messy purse. I don't know what it is, you know?
Well, I'm sure, like, Dina's a really clean person, huh?
No. A purse is a purse, you know? She carries half the house with her.
Oh, really? That's funny.
But
she's a resourceful woman, though. She's got to.
That's why I'm thinking somebody's got to invent, like, a really cool purse, you know, with the compartments and everything. I mean, I know they have them.
Well, they do. I mean, I need a purse.
Nobody uses them.
No, everybody does. I need a purse that cleans. It's self-cleaning. I need a bedroom that's self-cleaning bedroom. You know, I have my type A friends. Like, I have my friend Christy. She's just like this and virile. Oh, no, Kara. And everything has in its place. And you go in her purse, and it's just everything, clean wallet, cleanness.
Really? Wow.
You know, even Sarah, like, her purse is pretty clean.
Yeah.
Mine is ridiculous. But
it's like, you know, I mean, I've yet to meet a woman that doesn't say, oh, where's my keys? I lost my keys, you know? And they're usually in the purse, you know, so.
Speaking of keys, might as well.
Oh, you're taking out your purse.
See, look.
Yeah. Looks messy. Looks just like any other purse I've seen. Papers.
This is a dark chocolate-covered Graham's at Starbucks wrapper.
Wrappers in your wallet, in your purse. I mean, come on. What is that?
Liquid eyeliner and lip gloss.
Okay, well, okay. So makeup we can understand. What else do you have there?
Empty bottle of Listerine.
So mostly it's stuff you don't need, mm-hmm. right?
Yep, let's see what else. I got my adapter to put in my iPhone.
My iPod
to charge it.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. That's important. Is your iPod there too?
No.
Okay, so but you need the cable.
Look, Sam, you never know what you're going to need. You ever watch MacGyver growing up? He used some crazy shit to get out of tight spots, so I'm just saying.
So all these are tools for you.
I'm just saying you never know, Sam. Maybe you should look at it like
that. I guess you never know.
No, but I hide the funk, you know? We hide the funk.
But if they kidnap you, I'm sure they're not going to leave the purse with you.
Look, our shower is kind of gross right now. It's pretty funky, and it needs a good scrub down. Uh-huh. We got an old apartment, so their ventilation's not very good. So the shower, you have to really stay on top of scrubbing it because it can mold very quickly.
There's no fan.
Like the moisture just doesn't go out.
Right.
So if we put Tilex on it to kind of prevent it from building up that way, but also it's also old, so the maintenance it needs to be like scrubbed at least once a week, and you know we're not doing
that.
And
there's no window either?
No, we have a window in the bathroom, like a little one at the top, but it's still not enough. It kind of just traps it in.
Really?
So we need to scrub it more than we do, and we don't. And so it's looking like a petri dish right now.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna probably scrub it today. Because you can't just...
You better not invite any guys to your house, you know? Nobody's going to marry you that way.
First of all, my house looks really badass and cute.
Yeah.
But some of the details, you know, just aren't quite there. And you know what? They're not going in the shower to shower. And if they look in my shower, they got an issue.
Why?
Because they're checking some shit out they shouldn't be.
Well, what if they go to the bathroom?
Well, you're not going to piss in the shower.
No, you're not.
We have a shower curtain door. You don't look in it. You don't open it up. Look, see what kind of shampoo products we use. Or my Summer's Eve. I've got this is hysterical. I bought Summer's Eve, like, you know what Summer's Eve is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Douche.
It's not douche. It's, hypoallergenic kind of sensitive soap for down there.
Uh-huh.
For down there. Because.
What's the difference between that and the douche?
No, douche is like, which I've never done. You're not really supposed to do it. They say it's bad for you. It's you insert it in your vagina.
Right.
And you basically squeeze the stuff up there and it just rinses it
out. Right. And Summer's Eve is not like that?
No, I'm sure they make douches, but this isn't what I bought.
I see.
Douches are like to clean it out. But the thing with it is that it's a very sensitive area.
Right.
And you're supposed to have certain kinds of bacteria and it's self-cleansing.
Uh-huh.
So you're not supposed to strip the bacteria and it's bad for you. You can actually probably get a yeast infection or something like that.
Oh, really?
Because of the pH and all that stuff.
Right.
So anyway, but there's soap that has perfume or certain soaps can be too harsh in that area.
Right.
Just, you know, washing yourself. Mm-hmm. So like Summer's Eve or, you know, there's just like a gentle form of soap. So I bought this Summer's Eve. It's actually an all over body wash.
Right.
But you can also use it down there and it's fine.
I see.
But it looks like it's some kind of like Summer's Eve, like, you know, maybe you got some issues down there, but you don't. It's just a body wash.
I see. Okay.
But my roommate started using the body wash too, and then we ran out of soap for our hands in the bathroom, and Kate starts taking my Summer's Eve and has it sitting by the faucet, and she's using it on her hands, washing, and we're all now using this Summer's Eve to wash our hands, and we just look like so wrong. And
it sounds wrong.
Yeah, and Sarah likes to make. She uses it, but she likes to make fun of it. You know.
Yeah.
She's like, it just feels slimy. It feels like, you know, it's supposed to be soft. I'm like, it's supposed to be softer and gentler.
Yeah. So what? So when you take a shower, you use a different soap, and then when you get to that area, you use Summer's Eve.
Well, I use it all over my body because it's an all over body wash, so you can use it everywhere.
Okay.
But
but
it's gentle to use down there.
Right.
Some I used to just use soap down there, but I heard it's just too harsh.
Too harsh.
Yeah, and like the okay. you know the perfumes and things like that.
Right.
Because it's like you know it's like a fleshy area.
Yeah, very fleshy.
Yeah. Okay, Sam. So anyway, it's like not like a leg or an arm. It's like you know there's
right.
stuff going on down there.
Right.
It's a mysterious area, isn't it?
Very. That's why I like it so much.
It's like I'm still mysterious to by my own.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're like, what's going on?
I know folds and all that stuff, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's what, but you see, I mean, men just go crazy over it.
No.
I don't know why. We're just programmed that way.
Yeah,
I mean, just imagine if we weren't, you know.
Oh, I know. That'd be not good.
No. That would not be good.
Yeah. Like, I think it's weird if a guy, if a guy has an aversion to going down there on a woman,
mm-hmm.
and I know there's some men that just aren't into it,
yeah.
and I personally, I it's not that I don't like it, but it makes me laugh, so I can't really totally take it serious. But I do think it's important that a guy wants to go there,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
Because I think he should have an attraction.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more weird when a guy's like, nah, not interested.
Yeah. So you always laugh when that happens?
Yeah, I laugh hysterically.
Really?
I can't take it serious.
Because you're nervous.
I'm nervous and it tickles. Like, it tickles. I can't handle it. I'm, like, laughing, and it's not sexy if you're sitting there laughing.
No.
So I just usually just go, let's don't say we did.
Wow. You don't know what you're missing.
I mean, I do. It's good. It's good
some
stuff.
Some powerful orgasm.
No,
it's that,
good.
You know?
I don't have a problem in that department, though. So it's not like that's – for a lot of women, that's the only way they can climax. For
right.
me, for me, it's, like, really easy.
Really?
Yeah. It's like
wow.
boom, 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 boom. So
wow.
I'm not really missing out.
Okay, good.
If I was, then I'd probably be like, okay, let's just work on – controlling the laughter and figure this out. But no, I mean, it's not an issue for me.
Yeah.
But it just makes
well,
me laugh.
Well, there you go. Now people know if they want to make you laugh, they go down.
Sam, should I forget people are listening right now? I forget I'm sitting here telling people intimate details. This is so stupid. This is what happens when you like are on a radio and you don't see an audience and you don't know if anybody's listening or you're not paying attention.
Right.
You know, this is what happens in good interviews too because you get them to feel... Which is good. You get to feel completely safe.
Right. And
just
open,
like you're having a
and,
conversation. And the audience, it's like a voyeuristic kind of thing. You're listening as though you're kind of getting to peer in. You're not really actively involved.
Yeah. But you might also argue that maybe we're a little bit
Way to go, Sam.
Yeah.
What's the word? Try, think.
Exhibitionists.
Who's
okay?
an exhibitionist?
We are, maybe, because...
How?
Because if they are voyeurs, the listeners, then
well,
we
I'm
must,
not saying they are, but
we
isn't
must want them to know.
No, isn't voyeurism like when somebody's kind of spying on you or like peering in, like they're like more like a fly?
It's someone that gets turned on by watching rather than performing.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't really think of it as a sexual thing. I thought of it more as like a, you know, like reality TV is so fascinating because it's you're.
That's true. It's not only sexual.
Yeah, it's like you're a fly on the wall and you're watching this someone else's life.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really participating on any level.
Right. Right.
And but it's interesting, kind of fascinating, and I think. An exhibitionist is somebody who likes to, you know, really show off and expose themselves. And
that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I'm uncomfortable talking about some personal things and stuff, you know, so we try and filter what we do. But it's okay. It's okay for the world to know what gets you off, you know.
I didn't say what gets
that's
me.
That's true.
What gets me there.
Yeah.
I just said.
Just what makes you laugh.
It just makes me laugh. It's hard for me to take it serious.
Oh, my God.
Tickles,
that's so funny.
You know?
Yeah.
And I have a friend. She's a very sexual girl with a crazy past. And she's like, it almost pisses her off that I say this because she just is like, what is your problem? What is your problem, Kara? She's like, well, the next time, send him my way. I'll let him take care of business. Like, she's like, send them my way.
Yeah. So, but maybe you need like more pressure on there. Maybe that won't be that won't tickle so much.
Oh God,
you know?
I hope nobody in my family's listening. oh my gosh.
Okay,
I mean, my sexual perspective on things is I can't fully go anywhere without having, you know, feeling like, oh shit, I need to be waiting till I'm married.
Right. But why did you have to mention that again?
No. So I think that plays a part in like really discovering because you. don't fully just discover. You kind of tap into things. You're like, okay, I'm going to try not. I'm always trying to not. I'm trying to restrain.
Right.
So I'm not always successful at it, clearly. but I think that that plays a part in, you know, sexual discovery, because you're not, you're waiting till a later time to really full blown go there and really discover it all. Maybe you're right. Maybe when I get married, I'll give you a call and Sam and be like, okay, what did you say? What should I
more
do?
More pressure.
Here, here's the phone. Talk to him. What did he say? Tell him. Okay, now do that. Okay, let's try it. You know, but I've done it enough to where I'm like, okay, I'm laughing and it's nervous and it tickles, so I'm like, let's just don't. Yeah, let's
just do something else.
Just don't say we did.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I even tried it with a guy I was dating for a long time, and he was like, okay, we're going to try this. Da, da, da. We were like, he's like talking me through it.
Right.
And then I just am like, oh, just have like this freak out face, and I just couldn't stop looking at him like freaked out. And he's like, okay, look sexy now. Like, you got to stop that look. You got to look sexy. And I'm like, see, this is just not going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
So we're just like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about...
For me, it would be a deal breaker, though.
Oh, really?
It would be. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
If I can't do that, that's a deal breaker
really?
For me. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, yeah, because that's like a big part.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, and I apologize, guys.
But I mean, I'm not meaning to put you down.
No. And it's not...
Because that's the thing about sex. Everybody experiences it differently.
You know what? Listen, it's a beautiful thing. It's nothing wrong with it. I think that, you know, when I get married or whatever, I mean, I just think... Other than I'm not doing it the back door, but other than that, you know,
you'll be pretty open.
I'm pretty open. I want to, you know, discover, and I want to have freedom to be very comfortable and trust the person. And you know, they say sexual feelings come from safety. Like, you have to feel very safe with your partner to feel uninhibited and this, that, and the other.
Right.
So I can't say that I've really been in a lot of relationships where I've had that sense of comfort and sense of full blown safety where I'm like, okay, let's bring in the circus, let's try this stuff, okay? You know what I mean? Because I, again, don't have that liberty in my beliefs to really really let go. I mean, I've done it, but not full blown, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it'll be really good, you know, when you're with your partner and you can just go, you know, do a bender.
Yeah.
But you see,
that's why it's important to have sex before you get married, because you don't know if you'll be compatible afterwards, you know?
Well, I got to tell you, I have a different view on it, of course, and I know your view, and I don't think that it's not. I do think that what you're saying makes sense. Mm-hmm. There's logic in it.
Right.
But I also think there's ways that you can discover to see it, like if you're sexually compatible as far as passion goes. Because I feel like all the kinks can get worked out. And that's part of the fun, is figuring out what that person likes and what you like and the rhythm of everything and the pace and the desire. But I think that when you're dating somebody and you're just like kissing and holding hands or whatever, you know, making out or whatever, you know, you can feel intensity from a person, and you can feel desire, and you can feel passion, and you could feel, even if you're just kissing that person, are they listening to you when you guys are like, are they, how's the communication in that area? How is the desire? How's the passion? How is the rhythm of everything? And is there compatibility in that area? Because I think kissing is very powerful. Like, even let's put sex on hold for one moment. Mm-hmm. Haven't you in the past been with somebody where maybe you guys are going there physically, sexually, but you don't kiss as much, or the kisses are like, take it or leave it, or they're not good?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the kissing is like one of the more foundational.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely something there.
Yeah, like when you really want, you know, you guys really want each other, and there's that rhythm and all that stuff. And I think
it's a turn on too. Yeah, I mean, it's just a sexual thing too.
Yeah, and I think it can kind of tell you a lot about how everything else is going to be. It doesn't mean that you're going to know exactly what's going to go down, but I think as far as compatibility goes, you know, like, okay, so let me.
If you wanna know if he loves you so, it's in his kiss.
Kiss. That's where it is. Oh yeah. I like it's Cher, right?
Yeah. But that's a remake. It's a remake. I forgot who does the original one.
Well, let me ask you this, because you're like a dirty man. Let me ask you. I'm just playing. But let me ask you this, a sex question, okay?
Dirty man.
I'm talking to this guy, and we were making jokes and stuff. And we're talking about sex talk, and you know, we were asking questions, and I think this is just. I'm like, this makes me want to kind of throw up a bit. I know you're gonna think I'm. I know you're gonna think that I've got like some kind of problem, because you always think I have some problem. But like licking ass. Do we do that?
No, I'm out of that.
Do people lick ass?
People do that.
It's like a thing.
Tossing salad, yeah.
Do you know, I heard a couple girls at this, there's these church girls, these like these Christians back in Texas.
Right.
They're all married and stuff, but they're country.
Right.
Okay, and we're sitting around and we're like having sex talk, and one girl goes, oh, I love when my husband tosses my salad. I love it. And I remember thinking, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like him going down on her.
Right.
And then I found out like months later that that meant something different. I was like,
yeah. Yeah.
But seriously,
but you see, I mean, I can picture it with a woman and stuff, you know, because they're clean down there. They're shaved and all that. And,
no,
but with
you,
a man, I mean, ugh.
Do you want?
I couldn't imagine. I would never let anybody.
You
do
don't
it.
Want your ass licked?
No, no. I don't want anything even near there. Okay? That's not my favorite area at all.
That's funny. But do you like to lick?
No.
There
no,
either.
I wouldn't
this
even
is my thing. It's like it's where
no,
you.
No, I wouldn't even have anal, you know? It's just
no,
not
it's like
for
it's
me.
Where you take a, you know, a dog.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
Really? Like, we're going to.
It's gross. But you know what? At the same time.
I'm not
time,
saying it's
know,
bad. I mean, you love somebody and you.
Yeah,
want,
you know,
not
I mean, some
bad.
People are into it, you know? And I get it, I guess if you're really clean, you clean yourself out and all that stuff, and you really
but
love each
how
other,
much
you're
can
really
you get,
horny.
How clean can you get down there? I mean,
yeah.
You know, like, you wash, you clean, you wax, whatever you got to do.
Right.
Baby powder the area. I don't know what it is you do. Use some essential oils. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you. It's just a little bit of you're just one knock away from opening a door.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're not talking about a bunch of different space between, you know, da-dum and da-dum.
Yeah.
It's like.
No, I mean, you know, it requires, I think, a certain intimacy between a man and a woman. You
I don't
know?
Want
and,
I don't want to even. I mean, I would not be like up there scooping away with my tongue. Just,
oh,
you know.
God, not to a man. I mean, God. Yeah, that's definitely
isn't that like a, there we agree on one thing, so that's like something that yeah.
Yeah,
but
off you, the table.
But you're not into anal either.
No.
That's another thing. I'm like, oh, no. That's a deal breaker. If somebody wants to go knocking on the back door, I'm like, you know what? If a vagina isn't working out for you at this point, yeah. You might need to look into men. The vagina is the best.
Absolutely.
It's built for that. It's made for that. It does its job. It you know,
absolutely.
Works great. Yeah. Really, it's not enough. What's next? You want to stick it in my ear because you just want to try it? You know, and I'm supposed to be so cool and down with it and be like, yeah, I love it when a guy gives it to me in my ear, my eye socket. You know what I mean? Like,
oh
no, you know, no, it's not made for that. Sorry. That's my opinion. It's an opinion. Don't send me crazy emails. No,
yeah.
Do send me crazy emails. I love them, actually.
Yeah.
Let me know someone's listening.
So we do agree on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I'm not gonna, you know. Look, hey, things could change.
You never know, yeah. Never say never.
I know some girls that actually are into it. Not very many, but there are a few that I know that are into it. But I'm just kind of like, I think what happens is people blow out their senses.
Yeah.
Their sensations kind of get blown out. Maybe it's like you got a pleasure button. You push it, right, and you release this pleasure.
Right.
But if you keep tapping it, maybe you're kind of like your body becomes desensitized to stuff.
Right.
And you're not having the sensation because the other stuff isn't built up behind it. So then you start going, hey, you know what?
Yeah. I don't know. If you laugh when it comes down to going down on you, then definitely, I don't know what you would do if they went down to your ass. You know, I mean, it would
oh,
be
oh, hell
like,
no. You know what happened?
You would not be laughing at that point.
No, a leg would go flying and a kick would happen. It would just not be pretty. I mean, I'd be like, what the? You better. What? No, no way. No way. No way. No way. No
wow.
way. I mean, I just think it'd be like a slimy, you know, a slimy like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know? You know, I mean, it would make me feel like I need to wipe.
Yeah.
Like, did I not get it all down there? Like, why does it feel wet?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really proud of you for being able to talk about this stuff today. You know, it's unlike you.
Well,
it's
I mean, I'm asking.
Unusual.
I think it's in a context where we're just, you know.
Yeah, but
I'm
we're still
questions.
Talking about technical stuff and graphic stuff.
Yeah, so. I'm not like a total prude.
Well, I don't know. You got me fooled.
No, I'm telling you, what I'm striving for is very countercultural, and it's, you know.
Right.
I mean, I gotta say, I think it does pay to wait in that department. I really do. I mean, it doesn't. For I mean,
each his own.
I know, but I'm just saying, like. I've experienced waiting a long time with that, and it's kind of like builds up the passion, so it's like a dam.
Yeah.
And
no,
then,
if it works for you, then what the hell, you know? I mean, just do it. Do it.
Well.
Yeah, don't worry about anything else. Anyway, Kira, we are out of time. I know you'd love to keep talking about...
Hey, listen, is this being aired out in the office out there?
No.
You know how sometimes as we're on, it plays?
Yeah.
It's not?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Why? Because you have to face those people.
Because I have to walk out. I have to walk out right now. It's not right.
No, no, okay, it's good. Not. All right, everybody.
The sunglasses are going on right now. Sunglasses are on.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, Kira. Thank you with your sunglasses back on. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.